Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
You better believe it. Welcome to football season. Welcome to Fesco and Dusty. Welcome to 96.5 The Fan. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. We'll do this every Friday at 9 o'clock, Richard of the Week. You can find us all on X. You got ideas, we will likely look them over.
I see what you did there.
We won't tiptoe around them.
Maybe they'll be worthy enough for us to consider.
Oh,
I like rice.
Yeah. We will give you your flowers and won't fumble them on the way to the delivery.
Rice-a-roni, a Kansas City treat.
That's right. Is
that still a thing, rice-a-roni? Do they still make that?
I love rice-a-roni.
I don't know. I just like rice.
You do rice on the Blackstone?
Oh, you do
the fried rice on there? Yeah.
Combo fried.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Baby Ray's teriyaki sauce on top.
Is that what you use?
Uh-huh.
No soy?
Soy goes in on the rice, like right when we put it on. And then when you get the chicken, shrimp, and steak all mixed in, a little drizzle, the Sweet Baby Ray's sweet teriyaki.
You put a bag of those frozen vegetables in there, too?
Two bags
of frozen
asparagus,
vegetables.
Asparagus, corn, and peas.
What about an egg?
Yep, three.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
I'll feed the neighborhood.
You cook the rice like a day before, right? And you're supposed
to. Now that I have this wonderful show that starts at 6 a.m., I go home at 10 and cook the rice, put it the fridge in about seven.
Okay. You can do that. I thought it had to be like a day and it was supposed to be a little,
You and Jen come over sometime. I'll make it for you.
You consult with her.
That's right. I gotta go to the boss.
Schedule. Yeah.
This is a segment called Rich of the Week. For those of you that didn't listen to After Hours, shame on you. But if you did, God, I love you. You just go find somebody that's, done something wrong or did something wrong to somebody. Maybe there's somebody in the world of entertainment. Maybe there's somebody in, local media or somebody that's done something you don't like. They've just been a real Richard. If you don't know what that means, just go look up a nickname for Richard and put that instead of the week. I'll start this off since this is something that I've created.
If you're not comprehending that, I don't think you explaining it's going
to
work.
I'm just trying to let people know. And my Richard of the Week this week is sarcastic. It's not. Look, I've had Richards of the Week that were birds stuck on a roof that were cussing out firefighters trying to rescue it. I've had Richards of the Week where a guy consistently double parked in every parking lot till they finally got towed and blamed other people for complaining about his parking. This week's Richard of the Week for me is Brett Veach.
Okay.
Brett Veach is the biggest Richard to the Buffalo fan base.
No doubt.
I mean, you have got to be kidding me when it comes into the fact that Brett Veach does it again. Brett Veach, you are a Richard to the Buffalo fan base.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
There it is. And it's only fitting.
And it's only fitting, says one Rich Eisen. And for those of you that forget, the Chiefs knew they finessed the Bills again. They knew they got a player that everybody else should probably have on their roster again. And then you get this sort of audio when you hear all these important people for the Chiefs organization.
Invests the way he wants to invest. Ryan sets his investments to...
That's a commercial. Let me see if I can get the actual audio, because that is bad work by Dusty.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Fair enough.
Hey, this is Brett Veach from the Kansas City Chiefs. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that we just made a trade here. We're going to be on the clock soon, and we're going to make you the newest member of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. You excited?
Yes, sir.
You healthy and everything?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. You still run fast?
I can.
All right. That's good. Good. Get those hamstrings loose, man.
Hey, man. Coach Nagy, how you doing, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
Hey, man. Welcome here. We're so excited to have you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Coach.
You ready to put up some points?
I am. Let's do it. Let's go get that ball back.
For sure. Absolutely, man. Well, enjoy this day. Enjoy this night.
Hey, you ready to score some touchdowns?
Tell him,
Dave. You ready to score some touchdowns?
Tell him, Dave.
Huh? Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Brett Veach, Richard of the Week for me, because he is absolutely Richard that franchise over in Buffalo once again. And you could hear everybody. They knew when they drafted. They knew ahead of time. And last night, Xavier Worthy, two touchdowns. Everybody in Buffalo goes, God, not again.
You know, the people in Buffalo were trying to justify this again on draft night, that it wasn't a guy that they were going to pick and they weren't in a spot and all this nonsense. No, it doesn't matter if you were going to take Xavier Worthy or not. You gave the Chiefs the opportunity to take Xavier Worthy. And what did Xavier Worthy do last night? I was 54 yards off. I thought it would be a 75-yard touchdown, first touchdown to Xavier Worthy. You combine the two numbers, it doesn't even get the 75 that he had two touchdowns last night. I told you this was coming. I told you he was going to score last night, and he did in a big way, and he was so fast. That end-around touchdown, my God. I don't think people got out of their three-point stance before he was in the end zone last night. That's how fast that cat was. Expect more of that. Expect more of Rashee Rice. My Richard of the Week this week has to go to one Mike Florio. And you know, you could say that every week here in Kansas City, because I think that's the way people feel about Mike Florio. He was the one advocating to hurt Patrick Mahomes at the Super Bowl a few years ago, and then he was the one peddling Andy Reid was retiring nonsense when I told you all along he was going to sign a long-term contract, and here we sit. He's also a Richard of the Week because he's still the one that's talking about Rashee Rice and the suspension potentially happening to Rashee Rice. I've told you for months now, they're not suspending this guy this year. There may be something that happens in the offseason. He may miss some games next year, but he's not being suspended this year at all. Mike Florio continues to roll that out and continues to tell that narrative and continues to talk about how Rashee Rice should be suspended. What Mike Florio is a Chiefs hater. He wants this organization not to do well because maybe he's a Pittsburgh fan or whatever the case may be, but he's blatantly rooting against the Kansas City Chiefs and trying to keep this nonsensical storyline stuff going to try to distract what's going on in Kansas City. It was hurting Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. It was Andy Reid was going to retire when he was the only one saying that. He was completely wrong about that, and now he's talking about a suspension for Rashee Rice. That is just not happening. Stop talking about it. Stop worrying about it. Rashee Rice is not getting suspended this year.
Mike Florio, you are a Richard. Mac, who's your Richard of the Week nominee?
Give me Justin Tucker, dude. Are you kidding me? Again, after last year, you know, you lose in the AFC Championship game, you get made a spotlight in the media, you get made a fool of because we prove to you and everyone proves to you that you don't usually do this in your warmups. You go to the opposing team's end zone. He did it again last night, just kind of lurking around where Mahomes is trying to get warm-up throws in. Kelsey over there, it's like, He's just a nuisance. And then you go miss a kick. Yeah, you're Richard of the Week.
Yeah, yep. 913-586-7965. Those are our Richard of the Week. Somebody from the 913 says, nominate my boss for implementing the return to office policy. Three people have quit.
Well, I mean, if you can't be a grown-up and get to the office.
Richard of the Week is my landlord. Other tenant next door is being evicted because he hasn't paid rent in over 6 months, and landlord has to carry all the guy's stuff out of his. He has pissed jars all throughout the house and defecation jars. That might be Richard of the Year, dude. Who pees in jars out of college?
I actually had a buddy in college do that because he'd blow his back out in the summer, and he was stuck in a loft and couldn't get down.
Okay.
And so he was peeing in mayonnaise jars.
Is his name Will Levis?
No.
Oh.
It was gross.
My Richard of the Week is Chris Collinsworth. He tried it again with point out Juwan Taylor. Again, he keeps trying.
I had endless texts last night about Juwan Taylor from my friends.
Juwan Taylor's good for a penalty a game, but he's also a really good football player.
Yeah.
He was ranked as one of the top 10 tackles in football last year.
Watch Lane Johnson tonight. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, he's going to get a penalty a game. You're good for that. So what? It happens. He had 17 penalties last year. Led the league. Won a game. It's going to happen. You're an offensive lineman.
That is this week's Richard of the Week. We'll do it every Friday at 9 o'clock here on Fesco and Dusty. Coming up on the other side, we bring in Cody Tapp for this week's roundtable as he has stormed to the door with Mac Morey. Cody Tapp will join us next on the other side for this week's roundtable. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
And welcome back into Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports. The roundtable season begins. It is brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Our guest this week and the first one of Fesco and Dusty is Mr. Cody Tapp. So I expect a song in the future.
I have a royal song for today.
Oh, hang on.
So the ban was lifted. I had to make some certain concessions.
Yeah.
So I wasn't allowed to sing on the show until September 21st, but enough people on the text line, because they know our show, said they were begging. Some guy walked into Rally House and said, I'll be honest with you, I hate your songs.
Hey.
I do not like them.
Oh, my God.
And then he told Alex, you got to let him sing.
Well, you got to.
So
you,
even
you gotta,
that
yeah.
guy conceded. So, like, as far as I'm concerned, we were pretty much made then. So I have made a anthem, as I think I would call it, an anthem for the Royals the rest of the way. And then I'll be back on band until September 21st.
Okay, so if you release this song today, right, what time are you doing it at?
I think it'll be like 11. 11:30, something like that.
If they get swept by the Twins.
Okay, so here's the problem. If they lose tonight, I owe our show fund $96.50. I had to.
How'd you come up with that number?
We used to make.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
People pay $6.10, right, yeah. If we were doing stuff? 96.5, it turns out.
Oh, so how about 960?
Well,
you're in radio, brother. Like 960, yeah. That's a lot of cash.
It was a heavy price in order for him to lift the ban, because I was banned for losing the hot dog race. I was supposed to honor said bet. In order, you got to pay a hefty price if you want to, you know, reverse something that you've offered.
What if they get swept, though? Are you $96 a night?
No, I think it's just just tonight.
Okay. Yeah, easy, Bob.
And I got Cole Reagan's tonight. So,
well, yeah, you got good odds. Smart. Yeah.
If you do get a sweep from the Royals, you should make Alex Gold eat chicken salad.
Eat chicken salad? Why that?
And apparently, he took that a doesn't big bite seem like a food he'd night. Like. No.
Apparently, he didn't know it was on the menu last night covering the Chiefs game as they are fed in the press box, and he thought it was mashed potatoes. He went to go take a bite and got a whiff of it right before it hit the lips.
How do you mistake chicken salad for mashed potatoes? Like, mashed potatoes, you would think would be in a chafing dish with a fire underneath, like, keeping them warm. I'm sure the chicken salad was like in a bowl of ice.
Yeah, there's no.
Because it's with mayonnaise. Unless it wasn't, then you got food poisoning.
What? What did the chicken? I'm concerned about what that chicken salad looked
you
like.
You might have
mistook it for mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
There's usually some, like, you know, other foods in there that would indicate it's not a mashed potato.
But, well, like I said, like, the chicken salad probably needed to be on ice because it's mayonnaise based. Mashed potatoes would be in a chafing dish with fire underneath to keep them warm.
Correct.
It's a chafing dish.
Okay. If.
Just like the metal pan with a sterno under it, right? Those,
I think of a chafing dish as my thighs after working a double in the restaurant.
No. That's chafing thighs. It's a chafing dish. You put it in the big tin. You know, it sits there in the water, keeps it warm. So that, first of all, that's on Alex. I got to get more on how this was all set up. Second of all, he's so basic. I mean, like, do you think he's even ever had chicken salad before?
He said halftime was awesome because they had chicken strips.
Of course. Yeah, he's five. Yeah.
I've actively tried to be like, he said, well, I like the things I like. I'm like, imagine if you had that attitude about everything in life.
Right.
But how do you not experience new things? Like, if a new dish comes out or a new restaurant opens, well, they don't serve Chipotle, so I'm not going.
Well, he doesn't eat that anymore because he can't smell. So how do you smell the chicken salad?
You just tasted it.
There's a lot of confusion here.
A lot of questions here.
We are joined by one half of Cody and Gold. The name that comes first is on the first episode of the roundtable here on Fesco and Dusty. Cody, when did you know it was over last night?
So I thought it was over when Mahomes had the ball, like 4th and 5, and I thought they're just going to go for it, get the 5 yards, and then the game was going to be over. It's probably, I think when they gave Lamar the ball with 2 minutes to go, I honestly wasn't worried.
You weren't, yeah.
And I know that they threatened it, so I know that maybe it was a little false security, but I've watched Lamar Jackson play a lot of football, and while I think he's a great player and a great regular season player, he does not have many moments that, like, last night could have been for him where he goes down and makes the play. So even when they, like, when they had the ball back and there was 4 minutes playing, I'm like, this game's done. When they scored, but the Chiefs had the ball, I'm like, all right, that's fine. I thought it was probably over in, like, the third quarter when they went up two scores in the second half of the Chiefs is kind of done.
It's done, yeah.
I mean, obviously it was a little closer than that, but it was probably right around then.
Yeah.
Mid-third quarter.
You know, you mentioned Lamar having an opportunity to win it. It's not even the lively play. It's the play prior where he had a wide receiver wide open in the back of the end zone, and he was just a bit outside and threw that pass, I don't know, 35 feet to the left and totally missed that opportunity there. I'm a big Lamar apologist. I've said it for years. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks to watch in this league. I thought he stunk last night from a throwing the football standpoint. He's phenomenal at running the football. But, you know, you got 0.8 air yards from Lamar Jackson in the first half. Mm-hmm. And then the second half, he just was not accurate at all last night. Like, you can't be that kind of quarterback and expect to be considered one of the best. You got to make the plays.
The toughest thing is, without Lamar, they get boat raced. They lose by 30. He's also the only reason they were in that football game.
Yeah.
And so his athleticism still plays. I never am critical of quarterbacks who run because that's part of their game, because that's what makes them great. He's not supposed to be precision passing every single time. But the one you can't miss is Bateman or Flowers. I know he said he was throwing to Bateman, but I don't care who you were throwing at. You can't miss both of them.
No, he missed both.
And you shouldn't have been throwing at Bateman anyway, because Flowers was the way more open player.
But right.
You just can't miss that throw. And he missed when, you know, like, I think it was Jalen Watson came over, or Shamari Connor came over really late on a deep pass. Yep. He missed him there. On the pass before the Jalen, or the pass
Watson,
next to
yes!
Jalen broke up, he missed him down the line there, too.
Right.
Just, there were plenty of opportunities for Lamar to just make one more pass that got there. The weirdest part about it, they went out bad. As in, like, the Jacksonville Jaguars, after calling him a special teams player, bad. Like, every single member of the team had a bad press conference.
They really did. And you know,
so bad.
John Harbaugh, I thought, was really good after the game last night. Like, John Harbaugh got up there and was feeling like what we were all feeling. That was a great football game. You know, we didn't come out on top, but, you know, that was still a hell of a football game. I'm like, oh, I appreciate the way Harbaugh's viewing this game. And then all of a sudden, the players started to speak. And I was like, what game were you part of? Like, did you not watch? Like, Lamar still saying that he believes it was a touchdown. Like, that's just a bad, wrong opinion. There's no question. There was not a touchdown at the end. And then you have Roquan Smith wanting to fight Peyton Hendershot. And then you've got, you know, Isaiah Lively talking about how that was their best effort. Oh, okay, we'll see you again. Sir, they were without Hollywood Brown yesterday's game.
Also, saying, I'll see you in the playoffs to the Chiefs is like saying, I'll see you in the back alley to John Wick. Is this the fight you want?
Yeah, right?
Like,
yeah.
Is that who you want to have said that to? Like, I'll see you in the firefight, John. You're like, okay.
Bring your Blantons.
Why are we picking a fight with the Chiefs after a game you just lost? Like, I don't understand that. Like,
maybe because they know they don't have to pay the bill for another 17 weeks.
But do they not understand, like, this stuff stays with the Chiefs, right? Like, this will be talked about in January if we see the Ravens up. If they're lucky enough to even make the playoffs. I mean, they haven't won a game yet this season. So if you look at the Ravens, they'll be lucky enough at this rate to even get close to making the postseason. And if you're not going to be in the postseason, you can't talk the smack. But if you are going to be in that postseason and you have to play the Chiefs, they're going to roll this stuff back out. You're going to get hit upside the head in that game.
The Ravens are worried about the Chiefs in the future, and they might have their own problems. You know, so they play the Raiders next week, so that's probably a win. Do you know their next three games are against the Ravens?
Cincinnati.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
And then there's Miami.
No. Cincinnati, Buffalo, which is just kind of a murder's row anyway. Dallas.
Dallas.
That was a good regular season team. They'll get you in week two, three,
better
four.
Regular season quarterback, Dak Prescott or Lamar Jackson?
Lamar. He's got two MVPs.
That's true. Yeah, that's fair point.
Speaking of that, I want to bring this up because I haven't talked about this today other than just the play I'm about to reference. There's a reason why there is Mahomes at the top and then a sizable gap between the next best quarterback. Lamar's two-time MVP winner but can't win the playoffs. Last game seemed like a playoff game from all aspects of that game. Fan base, environment, teams, whatever. Mahomes does things that I think go unappreciated, like when he's running and he can just literally see the line of scrimmage where he knows he's either got to throw it or run it, and he knows before he even gets there. Last night, his tipped catch that he went down with, he knew at that very moment they didn't have any timeouts left, and if he could keep that possession, they would be able to run that clock down to 2 minutes plus punt it, take more time off the clock. That's one of those things that makes you what you are as a quarterback in the league, which is also a two-time MVP winner, a three-time Super Bowl MVP winner, and a three-time Super Bowl champion. And it's stuff like that that, like, guys like Lamar might miss. Guys like Brock Purdy would miss in a coin toss in the Super Bowl. And when Mahomes does that thing, yeah, that play we've been told our whole lives. Like, I didn't play football, but I know that a lot of people did. You're just told to swat that ball down. Well, if he swats that ball down, Baltimore gets the ball with at least a two-minute warning timeout. They had zero timeouts. They still marched down the field, but they didn't have as much time as they could have had because of the awareness of Patrick Mahomes.
Well, because it took the final second of the game. I don't know how he does it in the moment. That's what's probably most impressive.
Because the game is so slow to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you've never practiced that.
No.
You've never just gone in there and be like, hey, if you're getting screened two offensive linemen after a really good defensive play, by the way, Patrick Mahomes' pass was about to end the game.
End the game,
that was
yeah.
going to be a first down to Rashee Rice, no questions asked. And they made a really, really nice play on the tipped ball. So credit to them. And then Mahomes somehow in the moment's like, I'll just catch it.
Yep.
I'll just go down. I'll catch it. I'll let the run the thing to the 2 minute warning. It's the difference between winning or losing. Like, I know that, like, I'm sure you guys have played the Any Given Sunday, it's a game of inches clip from Al Pacino.
With your fingernails.
I mean, but multiple parts of this game possessed that. Mm-hmm. Both the last play where Isaiah likely's out by a toe, but that play too. Because if you knock that down, they got 30 extra seconds to go down and score.
Absolutely.
And then things could look a lot different at the end of that game. Because
also,
I think they were getting the 2-point conversion if they scored there because the Chiefs' defense was cashed.
Yeah.
They were spent.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. I think they would have scored a 2-point conversion. We may be talking about a loss today, but we're not. And here we sit and they win. But that play right there, I don't even want to use the term like a microcosm of Patrick Mahomes. That play right there is why Patrick Mahomes is better than every other quarterback in the NFL. And it's because he's aware of everything that is around him at all times. There's nobody more aware about everything than Patrick Mahomes is. And we were talking about it earlier. Like, that play happens, that ball gets tipped, and I'm like, this is Patrick Mahomes. Oh, that ball got tipped. Oh, there's 30 seconds before the 2 minute warning. I better catch this and not knock this down and make sure that we run the clock out. And it happens at that speed with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. The game is slowed so down for him, and he's so aware of everything at all times. I mean, I don't know another athlete, Cody, that you can say is so aware of everything in every moment like Patrick Mahomes is.
No, that's why everyone thinks that his best seasons, maybe he's not going to have another 5,050 touchdown, but some of his best plays still ahead of him. Because typically at quarterback, once you've kind of seen it all,
Was it in the pregame show that I was listening to on NBC, or I can't remember where it was right now, but they were talking about Patrick Mahomes and they're saying something to the extent of he told Collinsworth this, that there's nothing I haven't seen. Yeah. I know everything right now. And they're like, well, what if they changed? He goes, now there's, I know, I get it. Like, he is at that point of his career where you can try what you want against him. It ain't going to work because he's going to know how to defeat that.
I think we kind of undervalue, because Mahomes has taken him to so many important games. So you go into that game last night and you're like, I don't know about these corners. And all the reports out of Chiefs camp is Jalen Watson is playing terrible. He's with the fourth stringers in the final preseason game and he doesn't look good. And you're like, I don't know. And then still, in a big moment, he knocks the ball away because he's played in a lot of big moments. Like, how they practice or what you think about him going into there doesn't seem to matter as
doesn't
much.
Doesn't matter, no.
Because so many of them have played in these games. It's why, like to look at the Royals, for an example, briefly. It's why Tommy Pham ends up being such a great addition.
Mm-hmm.
For a team that has lost for a moment, Tommy Pham's played in some important baseball games.
Right.
He's played in some...
He was in the World Series last year.
Yeah, he's played in some meaningful baseball games over and over again. So when he's got to hit leadoff for a team that's lost seven in a row that's in the middle of a playoff hunt, he doesn't care. He just goes in there and goes about his business. And the Royals need players like that because they got a lot of guys who haven't been through this yet. They got Salvi.
Right.
And then a whole bunch of guys who just really haven't done any of that.
Yeah, you need that veteran presence. You need that veteran leadership. You need that they've been there type stuff. And that's why I think this team is so good right now, because as they're, you know, moving forward, they're getting younger. They're recycling talent. They're bringing in new talent. You don't even know that they're recycling talent. It feels like it's always the same team, and it's more guys just to continue. Like Noah Gray last night gets a random contract before the game, goes out there, has a hell of a game, you know, for the Chiefs, and you're like, okay, I see where they're going with this. Like, you're not going to miss a beat with this team.
No, they're better. Brett Veach has done an incredible job of rotating guys in, because like last night I felt like we already saw the succession plan for Nick Bolton's already in place. We're not even through game one. They're like, all right, well, I guess it'll be Drew Tranquil and Leo Chanel. They already solved that problem for next year.
Right. Yeah.
There's a reason why they didn't pay him in the offseason.
Yeah.
And that's like to knock. He just had a bad game. He'll have good games.
He
too
did.
This year. He's not a bad player.
No, he had a rough matchup with Likely last night.
But they have just so many of these players now, the core players, Kelsey, Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, all built around Brett Veach. He just figures he can cycle anybody around the 4 to 5 most important players. And honestly, he's right.
He's right, yeah.
Like, he's right. That's a good system to operate in. You'll have to replace those guys eventually. The real test will be when you've got to replace Kelsey or Jones.
They've got Xavier Worthy. They've got Rashee Rice. They signed Noah Gray to that long-term extension, or long-term in the NFL, three years.
That's long enough.
That's long in the NFL.
That's an average career.
That's an average career in the NFL, right? Like, they're doing it right before our eyes, and if you're not understanding and watching, then you're missing what's been going on here in Kansas City, because I think you're right. I think a lot of people had the same take on Bolton last night. We saw the text line early on. What happened with Bolton? Why wasn't he playing good last night? You're starting to see Leo Chenault emerge, and maybe at the end of this season, hey, we appreciate your time, Nick, but you know, you have to go play for Carolina now or something.
Business is business.
Business is business. But that's what they do. That's why they're able to stay on top, because they don't fall in love with players, right? And I've been saying that for years, and people get mad. They traded Tyreek Hill and still have won Super Bowls. There's nobody on this team other than Kelce, Jones, and Mahomes that they will look at as irreplaceable parts on this team at this point in time. But eventually Jones is going to fall off, Kelsey's going to fall off, and you're starting to already see the reinforcements come. And what Noah Gray did last night, I thought he had a remarkable game last night.
I want to bring up this question, and I know the touchdowns are probably going to slam dunk the answer for most, but who had a better debut for the Chiefs, Xavier Worthy or Sua Mathia?
So Kingsley had a tougher job,
right?
Because he's got to protect Patrick Mahomes' blind side,
right?
But the Ravens' defensive line is so, like, in my, you know, but the Ravens' defense and some of their skill position players in the back end are better. So I thought, I was more impressed with what Xavier Worthy did. And honestly, I was impressed that the Chiefs used him as much as they did. I understand his snaps will go down when Hollywood Brown comes back.
Mm-hmm.
But Rashee Rice, even when there was no one in that wide receiver unit, did not play 68% of the snaps in game one. He only had to touch the ball three times to have a massive impact. But if you think, and I'm sure that, some, like, look, I don't grind the film. I'm not going to pretend like I'm going to go watch the All 22 later today.
Right.
But I'm sure for those who do grind the film and watch it later, you'll find out that some of those Noah Gray passes, like that screen pass in the middle, or the ones that are working the outside to Justin Watson in the middle, I'll bet you that Xavier Worthy's running on the outside fast all the way down.
Sure. Yeah.
Like Xavier Worthy. I'll guarantee you that he's running down on that end, causing problems for people. And so I thought he was the more impressive. Look, I loved what Kingsley did. I can't complain about that. How is he already better than Jawan Taylor?
I don't know.
That didn't take long, did it?
More impressed with the development in Leo Chenault's game, or that Trent McDuffie just continues to keep doing it in big plays?
So Trent McDuffie's, I think, the best corner in the league.
Mm-hmm.
The interceptions are the only reason you would even put "I think" or some caveat. But they just don't throw at him.
They don't.
They just don't. They don't throw his general direction. And if that's the case, then what's he supposed to do? And I know that all this, like, you think about,
you don't get credit for taking away a third of the field.
No.
You know, like, nobody gives you credit for that, because we've become such a stat seamhead weirdo world where that's all we look at. And Trent McDuffie doesn't have any interceptions, so people want to downgrade him. Meanwhile, they go, well, he was only thrown at four times last year.
Do you know how many Sauce Gardner has? They make it seem like Sauce Gardner's got 47 interceptions in his first 3 years. The other guy who most people think is the best corner in the league, Sauce Gardner, three.
In his career in 3 years?
Career.
Two years.
So 3 years.
So that's one a year.
Yeah.
Because they don't throw his way either.
Exactly. He's a great corner.
He's great. Yeah, they don't throw it to him. Yeah.
He's probably just, he's done a better job at catching the three they did throw at
him.
Yeah. Versus Trent McDuffie to this point.
But he plays in New York.
Yeah. And the other part is, like, Trent McDuffie was good for turnovers last year, just not interceptions. I'm more impressed with his game overall.
Yeah.
Chenault was just the kind of guy, we did our, maybe a month ago, like, player you expect the biggest leap from this year. My answer was Leo, so I was glad to see that he was able to do that. The biggest thing is, they lost athleticism with Willie Gay, and you were worried about their ability to need athleticism inside the linebacker room, and he covered that flawlessly.
But you say they lost it. They let it go.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't, it wasn't like they got into some bidding war and Willie Gay ended up signing with, they allowed him to go because they believed in Leo Chenault. They believe in the guys that they have on this team. And they're like, well, you're just kind of a piece to the puzzle, and we appreciate it. We'll see you later. You know?
Like, second round picks, I'm never all that mad. If you get a second round pick and you get 4 or 5 years at him, then you're like, nice seeing you. Just as long as they put in good time, played a lot of snaps. Like, McColl's pick never seemed all that bad. Would I have preferred it was DK Metcalf at the time? Yeah, sure, fine. But, like, that's a fine pick. You got 5 years out of him, won a couple Super Bowls with him.
Yeah.
He got you 500 yards a few times, and you move on.
I mean,
there's a lot of second, third round picks that if you're in that range, you're okay.
But even a first round pick, if you get 4 or 5 years of great production out of these guys, we have to remember that lifespan in the NFL is 3.25 years or something like that. Like, it's not a long time in this league.
The only guys the Chiefs have paid are all pro caliber players who are zero problems off the field. So it is Creed Humphrey, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. Those are the guys they've paid. Top of the mark, highest level salary at their position, no problems off the field, all pro caliber players. It's why they'll pay Trent McDuffie any year.
Yeah, right.
They won't even hesitate. They'll just give him Patrick Sertan's money plus 5%, mm-hmm. and they'll just move on with their life because they're not going to let a player like that go.
No, but that's what the good organizations do. And I've been trying to stress this for years since we got Patrick Mahomes. You're following that Tom Brady approach. You're not going to pay all those weapons. You're going to have him. You're going to have him a guy that he's comfortable with, and you're going to have a rotating cast, and he's going to make everybody better. I mean, look at where Rashee Rice was from a year ago to where he is now. I think he's going to go down ultimately as the best wide receiver in franchise history. He looked unbelievable last night. That's those slants, the speed. I mean, this guy flat out is going to be the best wide receiver in franchise history when it's all said and done.
I don't know if I'm willing to go that far yet. I did say before the season I thought he was a 1,200-yard receiver, and I feel pretty good about that this morning.
Yeah.
Because he looked great. Because
you only need 1,000 yards to go.
Tyreek Hill's the best wide receiver.
Tyreek's the best. And
Debo's
yeah.
the most accomplished, maybe, technically, because he was here longer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. Saying the best wide receiver in Chiefs history is like right. saying the best quarterback in Bears history.
Correct.
It ain't deep.
It's no, that's not what I'm saying. It's
row.
Not deep, yeah. but I believe Tyreek is the best. He was fantastic. But he didn't become a wide receiver truly until like almost like year three. And remember, yeah. he had Alex Smith for a while. Rashee Rice came into the league, had almost 1,000 yards his rookie year, has Patrick Mahomes with him side by side, and has taken that next step. I can tell you this organization is flat out in love with what this kid is doing and has been since day one of training camp. He's going to be a star this year. 1,200 may be an underestimation.
I might have sold it short, honestly. After last night, if you made me like reach
figure just
a number,
beginning.
I'd be like, maybe I went a little low.
That's just the beginning.
What a stat to get wrong. Outside of your song today, what do you have coming up on Cody and Gold?
Obviously going to talk a ton about the game from last night. Aaron Laffin, 41, will join us from, I think, the newly mentioned The Fan Club. Ooh. Club Fantastic, name fell flat. Club 610 died, obviously, with the rebrand. So The Fan Club Ooh. Is what we're going with today. So I'll have Aaron Ladd from 41
I like that.
As well.
Cody, you enjoy the rest of your afternoon after your show and take care of this Friday afternoon and have a good weekend.
You too.
Cody Tapp joined us today on the first ever Fesco and Dusty Roundtable. It is brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. We wrap this up and give you a little insight of what is this weekend for the Kansas City Royals and what's next for your Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Ravens trailing 27-20 to the Chiefs. 5 seconds left. Ravens at the 10-yard line of Kansas City. Chiefs trying to play picket fence defense at the goal line. Jackson's been elusive in this game. Big rush by Kansas City. Spinning around is Jackson. He will throw it late at the back of the end zone, and the pass is caught. It's a touchdown for the Ravens. 9 yards deep in the end zone by Isaiah Likely. And what a great play by Lamar Jackson to keep the play alive and find Likely at the back of the end zone. Now will the Ravens go for two to try to win it?
Rolling on the field is a touchdown. The runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over.
Sean Hockley, I've never loved you more, brother. Incomplete, and Kansas City wins this game by a toenail.
You never know when he's going to not give you the best calls.
Oh, it's so good,
and Mitch
right?
Holtis says, hold my beer. As the Chiefs win last night, 27-20. Some breaking news in the NFL world.
Uh-oh, what do we have today?
Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins have reached an agreement on a 3-year extension worth $24.1 million per year to make him now the new highest paid cornerback in NFL history.
How old is he now?
For a second time in his career. How old is Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah.
I bet he's 28.
I feel like he's been around a long time now, right?
Doing a lot of long time losing to the Chiefs.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of teams, though. We were just kind of talking about it in break, like somebody texting in.
29.
Listening to Baltimore, and they signed him to a 3-year extension.
Mm-hmm. Trent McDuffie continues to look at these deals.
I mean, you're paying a 29-year-old defensive back that long?
He'll be 30 in October.
Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. So you're paying a 30-year-old defensive
right.
back. Best of luck with that.
Yep.
We were talking in the break about somebody texting in on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, listening to our sister station in Baltimore yeah. saying they want Harbaugh fired. And you said, well, he's only one gun, you know, got the one Super Bowl. And I'm like, we may have to start judging quarterbacks and coaches differently in this league and not just on Super Bowls anymore. I mean, the Chiefs don't show any signs of slowing down. Let's just say they run off a string here like five in a row, right? Mm-hmm. Is all of a sudden everybody else in the NFL not worthy and they're bad coaches or bad quarterbacks because he just can't beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Like, is John Harbaugh all of a sudden a bad coach because he can't beat? Like, who can beat the Chiefs? Nobody's beating this team. And when we start judging now coaches and quarterbacks solely based on Super Bowls, there may have to be an asterisk for this era and go, yeah, nobody got to do anything because Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid owned this thing for a decade.
This was Rashee Rice on the Ravens last night.
Rashee, what made the connection between you and Patrick so effective tonight?
Practice. Just being able to come out and prepare for practice to not have mistakes or any errors.
What sort of statement do you feel like you and the Chiefs offense made after this one?
That we're not worried about last year. We're focused on what's going on right now.
Not worried about a Super Bowl.
A lot of it was just between the hash marks. Was the game plan all along? And just how do you feel comfortable in that role, just working the hash marks?
I feel great, being able to maneuver in the middle because you got guys that's going to take the top off on the outside. So, I mean, I kind of get a little bit of Trav in there, and you know, when Trav takes it over top, I can go into him. I'm just learning from Trav, to be honest. So that's where all that comes from.
How did you see it from Xavier today?
Speed. He's going to take the top off every time.
You guys won. You scored 27, but do you feel like you guys still left some points out there on the field?
100%. We left a lot of points out there, but you know, that's what comes with the game, so that we can watch film and go back to practice and get on the drawing board and figure out how to get in the box.
You know, last year there wasn't a lot of explosiveness at times in the offense. You obviously had a lot of it tonight. How did you feel like that progressed throughout the summer and then turned into what we saw this year?
I think it had a lot to
No need to hear all that, but sorry, I cut it off my butt. But that was Rashee Rice after the game talking about the game that they had against the absolute stunning Baltimore Ravens.
Practice. That's the first answer.
Not a game.
Practice. How did you guys get so good? We practiced.
Yeah. With Patrick Mahomes.
Novel idea, right? Get out there and practice before practice, so when you practice, it's perfect. I mean, that's what he said. Like, well, we practice before practice, and then when we practice, we make sure we get it right. Could you imagine Patrick Mahomes being like your boss, if you will?
Yeah.
Do it again. Like, and you're probably going, all right, enough.
It's becoming redundant.
Then it pays off in a game like it did, and we see why Rashee Rice is going to be a superstar in this league. I saw Dan Orlovsky tweet already this morning about the game. The game wasn't as close as the score indicated, which we all agree with, right? He goes, Rashee Rice is going to have at least 100 receptions this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I completely agree. Reception merchant. I mean, what did he have last night? Was it six or seven?
Seven.
Seven for 113 or whatever it was. Yeah, over 100, right? I mean, you could do seven for 100 in every game, 1,700 yards times whatever that. I mean, it's going to be insane. He's going to put up insane numbers this year.
Well, and he catches the ball, 6-7 yards past the line of scrimmage. He goes for another 10. I mean, the yards after the catch is just every time.
He just looks so much faster than last year, too. Like, so much faster than last year.
Well, and I mean, he's 6 feet. I mean, he's got some weight on him, some muscle on him. Yep. He's a big boy.
Right. He's not Xavier Worthy, right? Who's, like, little compared to, you know, like, didn't Xavier Worthy have to eat a bunch of Uncrustables to get to weight? Like seriously, you
extra
know?
Peanut butter.
You know, I mean, you know,
chunky.
Like we were talking about halftime last night, and my daughter's like Andy doesn't look happy about doing this interview. Like, no, of course he's not, which is new this year. The halftime interviews with the coaches, which whatever. She goes, "What do they do at halftime?" I said, "Andy will go in and he'll eat an Uncrustable, and they'll come back out and they'll play in the second half." And my wife's like, "Do you want her saying that at school that he eats Uncrustables at halftime?" I go, "No, that's they eat Uncrustables. Andy loves Uncrustables.
They're really good in the freezer.
That's what people say.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely."
Like Andy's talked about Uncrustables all the time, but I mean, people think these halftime adjustments and things go on in there. Guys go in, they go to the bathroom, they get some water, and they go back out. By the time you get in, it's time to turn around and go back out.
Yeah, the adjustments happen during the game. Halftime is for a snack and a pee.
Yeah, they're constantly making adjustments. You see these guys on the sidelines with the tablets and all this kind of stuff. I mean, you're making adjustments as to each play that's going on. They're not waiting to halftime. If you wait to halftime to make adjustments, you're doing it wrong.
You boys got any food plans this weekend? No tailgate for Sunday, but you might have some tailgate ideas or some food ideas this week. Anything?
I'm
like
going to go try the new wings at Smokehouse Barbecue this weekend. The sweet zing flavor. Can't wait to try those. Maybe a little bit later on today. Going to get some. So that's what I'm looking forward to this weekend. Some good wings from Smokehouse.
Yeah,
maybe.
That sounds good. Man.
Bring the leftovers in on Monday. I swear to God. I eat them on Monday, man. Cold. Bob Fesco texting the text line. If you practice like you play, you play like you practice.
That's right.
You know what's on the menu for me tonight? I know you're going to be jealous, kind of.
those tacos from Costco, the street tacos.
Yeah, those are nice.
With
yeah.
With that cilantro lime crema.
Yeah, good for you. That's a nice little pick-me-up. What do you got on the agenda this weekend?
Man, I'm going to a show at a dinner theater, so I'll get some dinner there.
You're not going to the new dinner theater.
Yes, I am.
What are you, 90?
Well, he went to Applebee's.
I know the lead. I know the lead in the musical. He's a good friend of mine.
Okay.
He's very talented.
I do want to go to the Kauffman Center sometime for like a symphony.
Well, that's great.
Black tie.
The new dinner theater is like they take the bus and
it's a great time. You should go.
Is it like Luby's Cafe?
Similar.
Okay.
A lot of the old guys at the J tell me the new dinner theater is great.
Well, there you go. Yeah, see?
That's right.
I'll be joining them.
What is the show?
Newsies.
Are you going with your mother?
Yes. Brother. Mother.
Mother, brother. Friend.
Big family outing?
Absolutely.
Going with my brother, mother, brother, mother. No, Chiefs win last night 27-20. Cody and Gold, 10-2. Carrington and Rob, they're from 2-6. And then Vern gets you started with the Royals tonight. Big series this weekend, boys. Take two
out of
three.
That show's at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I'm going to tonight. There's two. Matinee, and then there's a show at 7.
Double feature. He's not going with the gray hairs. He's going yes, with everybody exactly. else. We tell you to do this
Late
every day.
Show at least. 7 will be empty.
That's right. Front row seat, brother. Go do nice things for people out there. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It is simply cool to care. Kansas City, stay safe and stay kind. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the weather. We love you. We'll talk to you Monday. Enjoy the rest of your shows on 610 Sports Radio. Vern at 6 o'clock. Royals big one against the Twins. Sail on, boys.
Listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.